I don't think the government has the authority to close a church. I'm certainly not going to do that.
Governor Ron DeSantis drew some criticism when he exempted religious services from his Safer at Home declaration announced last week, which runs through April 30th and outlines essential services and activities.
At the same time, we got with the churches and the synagogues very early and said, in times like this, what you guys are doing, I think, is even more important. But we ask that you do it in a way that is going to be conducive to this overall mission.
And almost to a church, DeSantis said they agreed with his approach.
Some have gone virtual, some have had people, but they've been spread out far enough. I mean, you guys are spread out here in this press conference. There's no reason why you couldn't do a church service with people 10 feet apart. I think people are going to want to have access to religious services, whether it's online, whether it's in a more socially distant type of service.
But in his roundtable discussion on the virus Monday, the governor appeared to urge churches and their parishioners to follow the guidelines set forth by the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security.
We want people during this time to be spiritually together, but to remain socially distant. Please keep God close, but please keep COVID-19 away. And we appreciate all the cooperation that we've had with people throughout the state of Florida.
I know the big question right now is certainly related to church services. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and it's the start of Holy Week. This applies to certainly Christians, but not only Christians, all of our houses of worship.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, who's under quarantine, awaiting a second test for coronavirus. The first was negative. He held his first virtual news conference at his home on Monday and asked local clergy for their help.
While they are not prevented by the state of Florida from meeting, we've asked in the city of Pensacola for all of our houses of worship to find a way to provide their services in some kind of alternative virtual setting.
And with tongue pressed firmly in cheek, Robinson said attending services via the web does have some advantages.
We usually have a problem being on time, but we were on time. And during the sermon, I was able to eat cheese grits. So again, there are some benefits. This is one of the most important times during the year for religious celebration. But we ask that you please this week find a way to work with your house of worship to make sure that you can do that from your home. It is critical.
To illustrate the need for social distancing and online church services, the mayor pointed to Albany in southwest Georgia, which Robinson says now leads the world in per capita COVID-19 cases.
They had a funeral service where one individual went that was contaminated, managed to contaminate all the people in the funeral service, who then took it out and contaminated other people. That's why we're not doing these mass gatherings. And we need to find a way to make sure that we're not doing that in all of our houses of worship, because this is how this can spread.
And with modern day technology, the mayor says there's really no excuse for large gatherings of any kind, religious or otherwise.
There are ways. If we can do a press conference remotely, we can find a way to go to church and do our worship online as well during this pandemic.
Muslims across the world may also feel the effects of COVID-19 during their most important observance. Ramadan begins at sundown on Friday, April 24th, and will last 30 days before ending at sundown on Saturday, May 23rd. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.